You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Right now I have with me Van Sykes, owner of Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, and he's going to share about the Barbecue and Blues Festival coming up on April the 29th.
April the 29th of 2023. It'll be the 12th annual Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival here at Bessemer in downtown at DeBartolabin Park. Gates will open at 11. The entertainment will start at noon. And we'll have probably five to six really, really world-class acts. And, of course, parking's free. Food and drink are sold separate. And it's going to be $25 admission. But you're going to get a whole lot of entertainment for $25. Plus, I got tons of giveaways from the stage, live giveaways. In the past, we've given away green eggs and that type of stuff, and then Visa cards, and then all of our partner sponsors usually have something at their tables for everyone. We take the whole block, we fence it off, so we have a children's area that the YMCA runs. So you really could come out, get a little barbecue, listen to some music, let the kids play, and everybody can have a great day. It's the kind of event where we don't want you to spend a whole day out there, okay? We're working with a charity yet. We've yet to fully identify it, but that's always the purpose of what we do, is to bring positive headlines to the city of Bessemer and to bring everybody together under the things we love, which is food and music. And we set a common table for everybody to put their feet under and come and have a great day. And so I'm inviting you right now, out there in the audience, come see us on April 29th. You will have a great day, I promise you.
Van, how can people get tickets?
Well, you go to bobsykesblues.com. You'll find all the information, plus the tickets. And the band lineup is getting posted as we confirm with the bands. A lot of our musicians are in Europe at this particular point, so we're having to communicate a long distance with them, but we're set up to have a great lineup.
BobSykesBlues.com. Get your tickets, folks. It's happening April 29th. It's the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival. Thank you, Van Sykes.
Thank you, Mark White.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show as I come to you for the very first time from Coronation custom clothing and alterations. I'm very excited about April, my wife, opening her custom clothing and alterations business. It will be officially opened on January 31st. Her hours will be 8 to 2 that day. And you can come by and see her at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, just across from Fiesta Mexicana. Right now, I have with me Brittany Olson as we share about Balanced Boot Camp. She reached out and wanted to come on the show to share with my listeners about what she's doing through Balanced Boot Camp. And I'm glad to have Brittany on the show today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Brittany.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What do you think is the most important aspect that makes you passionate about what you do when it comes to Balanced Boot Camp?
I think for me personally, it's because I've been there myself. I, you know, was a student athlete in high school and was athletic and active. And then after that, I wasn't, and I gained a lot of weight and I felt very unhealthy. And my dad actually passed away at 53 from colon cancer. And I had kids back to back. I had a 1-year-old and then a set of twins. And I was about 100 pounds overweight. And I was honestly terrified of dying early and leaving them without a parent. And because I had been in that boat myself, I was a young 20 years old when my dad died. So I just was like, I kind of want to get healthier. My family obviously has some, you know, red flags and things going on in their lives. And I want to do what I can to be healthier so that that doesn't happen to me with my kids. And so as a woman, I have been in the shoes of being unhealthy, being overweight and wanting to change, but feeling like that's so overwhelming. Like, where do I start? Everyone says to do something different. Like, what's my plan of attack here?
I'm not sure how many people this happens to, but for me, my dad passing at 58 from gallbladder cancer after about 3 weeks really had me thinking about what I wanted to do with myself.
Right.
Life was thrown in my face and it hit me pretty hard.
Right.
And that's when I started the Mark White Show.
Oh, that's so cool.
After that.
Yeah.
And it motivated me to do that because I felt like I needed to do something that would make a difference, something that could impact people's lives. And here you are saying that your father died at 53 and it impacted your life in such a way that it caused you to think about your own health, but it's led you to Balanced Boot Camp.
Right. And it just, like I was saying earlier, it just spiraled and became something that I never set out for it to become. I'm sure you kind of feel the same way. Like, I just kind of did this because it started as something fun I was doing that I felt like I should do. And then it kind of got some following and it kind of, you know, during COVID, it kind of kicked into another gear of an online option. And now we have women all over the world that join us. I'm friends with some missionaries in Africa. She's joined us online and she's doing the same workouts we're doing here, just like 12 hours difference, you know, and it's just kind of become something I never set out for it to be, but it's been such a blessing to me and to other people. And I think you're right. I think when you see someone that you love go through something and they're no longer there, you realize like how precious life is and we really don't have a lot of time. And so what I want to be spending my time doing, I want it to be impactful and I want it to be something that I enjoy doing every day. And I tell people all the time, like, this isn't work. It's just something fun I get to do.
Well, let's talk about too, what we talked about before the show was relationships.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up with people in Africa and other places because you build relationships with people and they want to use you for your service.
Yeah. I think I'm definitely a people person. My husband says I collect people. Most people collect other things, but I collect people. All of my friends make fun of me because they say I have the most friends of anybody they know because I'm still friends with the girls I went to youth group with. I'm still best friends with all my high school best friends. We've been out of school for 20 years now. We still get together once a month to eat dinner. I'm still friends with people I went to middle school with, you know, like, and so I just value friendships so much and relationships so much. The first year that I was an instructor at Athens Rec Center, I sent all of the ladies that had come to my class at all. Like, if they showed up one time, I sent them a Christmas card. And that's just, I love getting Christmas cards in the mail. So I thought this will make someone's day that they came to my class one time and they're getting a Christmas card from my family or something, you know, like, cause I know that would mean something to me personally. So I think that's why my business has done fairly well is because I truly value those relationships. I love that I know what's going on in their lives and I can be like, oh, we're doing this right now, but hey, you know, Beth in the back, I know your twin pregnancy, you know, like whatever, you know, I can be like, do this instead. I know you can, you don't need to do this. It's not wise for you, because I know them and I've been in relationships with them going on 7 years now. So I think that makes Balance Boot Camp very special.
So being able to accommodate each person according to what their needs are.
Yeah.
That's important to you, and that has helped you throughout to understand the people that you're working with.
Yeah, and not just in working out, but, like, we talk a lot about nutrition because, you know, I grew up very Southern. I went to kindergarten eating Little Debbie's and Mountain Dew. Like, that's what I eat for breakfast every day. So as I got older, I had to realize, like, I got to eat differently. Like, I can't just work out. Like, we're going to have to change the way I'm eating. And my approach to nutrition is like, okay, for example, this week for lunches, I'm having bologna and cheese sandwiches because I just wanted bologna and cheese sandwiches. But how can I make that a little healthier? Like, let's change the bread. Let's change the cheese. Let's change the condiments. You can only make bologna so healthy. Like, you know, but everything else we can kind of work with. But I know the people I'm working with and I'm like, okay, she hates bologna. Like, how can we make this work for her? Okay, well, like, we're never going to eat, you know, grilled chicken and rice. Like, yeah, we might, but we're going to spruce it up so we actually enjoy it. Because if it's going to be long term, and I want women to have long term success, I don't want this to be, well, I did this for a year and I was super restrictive and I was miserable the whole time. And now how do I maintain that? Because I don't want to live the rest of my life like that. So for me personally, I think the reason it's been successful for me to lose and keep off 100 pounds for almost 10 years now is it's never gonna be broccoli, chicken, and rice because I don't want to live like that. I don't want to, I'm raising three daughters and I don't want them to hear me say, well, mom, I can't have that. Cause I don't want that sticking with them of, well, our, you know, we would go get ice cream, but mama wouldn't. No, I can have ice cream. Like I'm just not going to have it every day. I'm not going to eat it every meal. Like how can we make that fit into your personal goals?
I was going to ask you because Prater is here beside us quietly working on the phone.
Right.
With a daughter and multiple daughters at that, when you talk about Little Debbie's as a young person, your eating habits were different than what you're trying to share with your daughters.
Yes, yes, for sure. So I have Prater who is 11 and I have twins that are 9 and they're all girls. And we've always told them like, we want you to eat healthy food so that you grow big and strong. And they don't use in our household, the F word is the word fat. We don't use that word. We're just trying to build healthy relationships with all of those things. And I want them to feel empowered. I want them to feel strong. They joke about being the fastest in their PE class and how that's important to them. And I like to encourage all of that with them. I like for them to see me take time out of my day to go work out and they get out in the garage with me and see that. And they see me lifting heavy things. I mean, I think women can a lot of times sell ourselves short because we're like, well, we can't lift heavy things. Well, you're lifting children all day. You're lifting purses, you're lifting groceries, like you're lifting heavy things. You can lift heavy weights. And I could get into a whole rabbit hole of what that means. But yeah, for my girls, I don't want it to be something they're trying to figure out at 30 like me. I want it to be something that's just a part of their lives growing up. And that's not to say we definitely have tons of treats in our house.
That's great.
Healthy balance.
That's terrific. And as you talk about women and men, both are affected by depression. Mm. And there are medications out there that can affect weight. I know that I have one that has affected my weight at this point.
Yeah.
And so you fight against maybe some side effects.
Oh, for sure.
That go with the medications you take. Maybe somebody has an overactive whatever in their body and they're fighting their physical whatever's happening internally to try to help the external.
Right.
And it can be a great challenge for that as
well. Oh, for sure. For sure. And, you know, like you said, medication, women, there's all kind. I mean, menopause, there's PCOS, there's insulin resistance. Like there's so many things. And I think we could go down a major rabbit hole here with like how all these things have come to be and how nutrition has just changed over the last 50 years and all these things. But I definitely think I read something one time when I was studying for all my certifications and stuff that working out for 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week is the equivalent of taking a Xanax a day. And that has just stuck in my craw ever since, because I think all of us can agree that life is very stressful. It's very demanding. It's very overwhelming for like 99% of us. And so for me, it's started as I wanted to be healthier so that I could keep up with three kids under one or under two at the time. And then it evolved to, this really makes me feel better. Like, I'm a very high energy person. I'm very intense. I'm very passionate. So like that energy has to have a good release, and it can either have a negative release where I'm going to blow up on my family or yell or whatever, or I can go burn off some steam for 30 minutes, an hour, a run, whatever that looks like, whatever you prefer. And that has like a positive, that's a positive release of that energy. And I think, and then we have the endorphins that kick off because you're sweating. I mean, all of these things just spiral and build and compound on each other. And I very much think that for me personally, these days, exercising is way more about how it makes me feel mentally, emotionally supported versus how it makes me look or what size the scale is.
Right now, folks, we're coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations, the Mark White Show on location here. I have with me Brittany Olson, who has taken off 100 pounds and kept it off for the past 10 years. This is amazing. And we're talking about Balanced Boot Camp with her today. And I hope you'll stick with us as we take a quick break and come back. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Never see tomorrow anyway. Yes, I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, yes, I'll do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. Glad to have my guest Brittany Olson with me today. Brittany has been sharing about her experience as a trainer, as a person who's a certified trainer, and she lost 100 pounds and kept 100 pounds off for 10 years. Welcome back to the show, Brittany.
Thank you.
You talked about being high energy in the last segment. Were you high energy when you had an extra 100 pounds on your body?
No, I was working at a job that I was very I was not happy about it. I literally, me and my husband would carpool. I would sleep on the way to work, and then I would sleep on the way home from work. And I definitely, now looking back, realized that that was a sign of depression in me that was untreated and unrecognized. I literally got winded going up the three stairs going into our home from our garage. I was just, the first time I had Prater, who was one, and I had a set of newborn twins, and I was like, I'm going to go for a walk. And I literally was terrified that I wasn't going to make it back to our house without help, without having to call someone to come help us. And for me, my personality, that was extremely embarrassing. And I had tried to lose weight before, even before having children and for our wedding and all these things, and it just never happened. And I think that time, for whatever reason, I just didn't get discouraged. I got determined. And I was like, this is not going to be my life. Like, I'm not going to be trapped in my house with three little kids, not feeling like I can go to Walmart or go get groceries or whatever that looks like, because I physically can't keep up with it. And I just started from there. I tried to run a minute. I did like a couch to 5K plan, and I tried to run a minute, and I absolutely couldn't do it. And it, like, I mean, it defeated me for a moment. I cried and I was embarrassed and, you know, I felt deflated, and I was like, nope, not this time. For whatever reason, I was just like, it's going to happen this time. I'm not giving up. And I remember the first time I ran for a minute without stopping. I think that's why I'm still passionate today about Balanced Boot Camp and about, like, really truly making a difference in other women's lives, because I remember what that, much like how it's been 12 years since I lost my dad, like we were talking about our dads earlier, I still remember how it felt in that moment that he was gone. And I think that that's a part of me that will always kind of be broken. And I think that that's so true about my fitness journey too, is that I still remember the feeling of embarrassed to walk into a gym, embarrassed to try because I had failed so many times, versus the first time I was able to do it and the excitement that this actually worked. Like, you know, I kept trying and it actually paid off, and now I can run for a minute without stopping. And then the moment I ran a mile without stopping, you know, it just was like, okay, I can do this. Like, I am doing this, you know.
And you bring up a great point when you talk about how you started. A lot of people, they look at the elephant. How do I eat an elephant? Well, one right. bite at a time has been right. the saying that people use. And it's the same thing with this,
right.
that we challenge ourselves in smaller mm-hmm. steps rather than looking at the big picture and right. saying, I've got to change all of this today
right.
or I'm not going to be successful tomorrow.
Right.
When making some adjustments, mm-hmm. making adjustments to what we're doing can actually help us move forward. Right.
right? And I think that's why it's been successful for me long term, because I didn't just go, well, for this year, I'm going to eat grilled chicken, rice, and broccoli, because that's so unrealistic in our lives, especially as women with families. You're not going to want to cook you something like that and then cook your family something that they're going to eat. That's going to be miserable for everybody. And something I tell my clients all the time is a little at a time adds up to a lot. Now, that can be positively, like little changes, drinking more water, moving your body more, kind of changing how you're eating a little bit. A little at a time adds up to a lot. That's how it worked for me. And the same can be true the opposite direction. A little of bad habits, a little at a time, can add up in the long run. And that's what happened to me personally. I didn't gain 100 pounds overnight. It happened over years. So yeah, I definitely think being realistic in our expectations, not coming in and being like, for this month, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Like, that's very unrealistic. But maybe over the next year I can. And we've had women do that, especially with our online group. We put everything, like, I love group fitness and I love working out, but let's talk about other healthy habits as well. And that's what we do in our online group with personal training, more one-on-one type stuff.
So how many people are in the online group when you have a class like this? It varies?
No, so it's so online is open to anybody. And we've had, so it started during COVID when all the gyms shut down. All of my gym members were like, can we get an online option? Like, can we do some workouts online that we can do at home? And I was like, sure. So we just started offering them. And I thought, well, when the world goes back to normal, which I'm not sure ever will, but when it did, when gyms opened back up and we started back at the rec center and back, you know, I teach classes in Elkmont as well. My online people were like, hey, like, we've got kids in different sports every night of the week. Like, I can't make it to a gym, or I'm 100 pounds overweight. I don't feel comfortable walking into a gym. Can we still keep this online thing around? And I was like, I mean, I'm down for it if y'all are, you know? And so we started with like 30 people. I think the first month had maybe 30 people. And now this month, I think we had almost 200. So it's open to all ladies. We do post online workouts. They're 30 minutes that you can do at home with stuff you have at home. Everyone goes at their own pace. And then if you want accountability, you can get it there. You can post a sweaty selfie of yourself in the comments. Like, I got it done today. A lot of times it's them and a kid because the kid joined them after a nap, or it's them and a puppy or something. And then we do like a meal plan every week that I share, like, this is what I'm eating personally. And this is how I've been able to lose 100 pounds and maintain it. This is what my kids are eating. I show them grocery haul videos of, this is what I'm putting in my kids' lunch boxes this week. Here's the healthier options. And then here's their treats, you know, and like maybe a little healthier treat option. And we just kind of go from there.
Building people's confidence is important. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to take on this challenge of losing weight or getting fit, however you want to term it,
right,
to alter your lifestyle, confidence must be built. And people out there are discouraged a lot of times. Yeah. They lose hope because maybe they've tried before and they've felt like they've failed at it.
Right.
And then they try again and then they fail at it. And as we get older, we've got more times where we can look back and say, well, I started this, right, and I did really good at the start,
right,
but I fell off and I wasn't able to be consistent.
Right.
And that's a big challenge for people, to be consistent, mm-hmm, in this lifestyle change or behavior change,
right,
so that they see the results, not just 6 months down the road or a year down the road, but see it like you have for a,
right,
decade,
right,
20 years down the road. And they feel like, okay, I've got control over my life and myself, right, and I'm able to do this every day, mm-hmm, and be good to myself.
Right. And that's something we talk about in the online fitness community a lot. And I love that avenue. I do love group fitness. Like, that's a party hour. I love it. But there's only so much connection I can do with you in an hour class because another instructor's coming in for their class. Everybody's leaving to go to their business. But like, a lot of people that do the group fitness also add in the online version because they then have access to like multiple trainers and then all this type of motivation and encouragement and accountability to the meal plan. And that is something we talk about in there a lot, is short term. Long-term consistency will always trump short-term intensity because anybody can just be like, I'm only eating air and ice this week, you know, and that's not going to be sustainable in the long run. So we do address all of those things in the online fitness community. And one of my things that I have to personally remind myself of all the time, because I can be very type A, perfectionist, intense. I'm an Enneagram 3, which is an achiever, perfectionist, all these things, is, well, if I can't be perfect, then I'm just not going to do it at all. And if I can't be perfect at the 10 things you're giving me, then I'm sure not even going to try. But as women, I try to remind myself. And when I'm reminding myself, a lot of times I'm thinking, well, this isn't just for me. I'm sure this other ladies can relate to this, is I'm not always going to be a perfect mother. Like, my child can attest to that. I'm not always going to be the perfect wife. I'm not always going to be the perfect college student. I'm not always going to be a perfect employee. But if I am not perfect today, tomorrow I get up and I try those things again. I don't just go, well, I wasn't perfect, so I'm not even doing it anymore. Like, we don't have that option. And that's the same thing here. Like, just because yesterday you say you drank all your water, you got your workout in, but like, it was 10 o'clock at night and you had a stressful day, so you had a snack and that wasn't really on your meal plan, and it kind of ruined, in your eyes, it ruined your nutrition for the day. That's not true. That's a lie. Like, that's in your head, that's something trying to derail you from some success that you have, that you're setting yourself up for. So like, let's not believe that. Let's remember the truth. And the truth was that you got water in, you did better than what you've done before. And let's take that momentum and run with it. And maybe we scale it back. Maybe we just focus on water and workouts for a little bit. I always tell first timers, I'm like, start there. When you feel comfortable there, then add in some nutrition changes. When you feel comfortable there, we'll add in a little something extra and we'll go from there.
That's great. And listeners today, our women listeners, may be interested in how, yeah, they can take these first steps.
Yeah.
Let's share how a person can be a part of this special effort.
Okay, so Balance Bootcamp, I have tons of options available. I do teach at Athens Rec Center. That would be like a membership through them. I teach there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30. I specifically picked 8:30 because a lot of times that's after school drop off, even mom's morning out. Most programs open a little around that time. You can come in. I even have a couple people come in late after car line. That's totally fine. You would not be like
looked at any different. So you can go there. I teach fitness in Elmont at the Rural Village on Tuesday and Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. That's just through me. If you want to sign up, you can holler at me on Facebook, social media, Brittany Prater Olson, Balanced with a D Boot Camp. I have the online fitness community that starts the first of every month. It's just easy to do it that way. So if you want to get in for February, now would be the time to sign up, and we would love to help you. Maybe you started out at the beginning of the year like you were going to do this on your own, and you kind of realize a month in you might need some help. We would love to come alongside you in that. That's $20. You get like 5 workouts a week with me and another trainer. You get access to us at all times, a meal plan from me, daily accountability, grocery haul videos. I put brand recommendations. We do specials where we give you a list of what to eat at restaurants locally, like what's healthy options if you're hanging out after ball at a restaurant, like what should you get at Lucia's, you know, like those kinds of things. So that starts February 1st for a new month. I also teach PE at Athens Rec Center for homeschool kids. So I like we talked about with my kids, like I want my kids to feel empowered at a young age to be healthy. So that's my effort with homeschool kids at the rec center. And I feel like there's something else I might be missing in personal training, but I'm totally full right now. But you can get on my wait list if you would like to be on my wait list. If I have a personal training opening, my ladies that I've had like to stick with me. So I don't know if there's going to be an opening anytime soon, but I always have a wait list for that.
How about an email address, Brittany, for people who want to reach out?
Yeah.
Via email?
If they want to do that, balanced with a D bootcamp@gmail.com.
Excellent. Brittany Olson, it's been a real pleasure to have you here share about Balanced Boot Camp, and I hope that there are some listeners who want to dive in and take that chance. You know, life's about risks, and if you want to change, if you want to improve yourself, you're going to have to make some changes sometimes. Yep. You have to look at what you've been doing in the past, and if that behavior hasn't worked for you, there may be something else that needs to be done. And I also think for people who are battling depression, and I have to deal with it myself, when you can make those physical changes, we start to, I
bleeds over
how I feel when I'm exercising, when I'm doing the long walks and I have that time outdoors or whatever I'm able to, I feel better about myself, and I feel more confident and feel like I can do more and meet more challenges that way.
Yeah, I totally agree. If we always do what we've always done, we always get what we always got.
Excellent. Brittany, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire you to make a difference where you can. I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition, very first edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.